Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, drop of the week. We have some fun near the end of the week, and I think that we got some crazy stuff this week. James Seltzer, crank it up.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it?
Oh, righty, James. What are we looking at?
All right, let's dive in with a quick one. Harry Potter's been out for almost 30 years. You've seen it, and yet you can't get the names right.
Rich beyond their wildest dreams.
Yeah, I agree.
Why hasn't anyone said Dumbledore today?
Because maybe it's Dumbledore.
That was so great, James.
Oh, man.
It's right. So good. Okay. All right, let's keep it going. Speaking of good, a lot of responses to the Tush Push criticism on our show this week. Mike Quick, a great one.
The league's thing might be it's not a play that's easy enough for the refs to officiate, and therefore it'll be kicked out for that reason.
Well,
do you think that's justifiable?
Love it.
That is good.
Great
strong
stuff,
work,
Mike. As usual. Less strong work, Joe. You made this noise.
I think it was a tight end or something, and then Jalen Carter whacked him. Unbelievable. All right, Jaws at 9:30. Phone calls on all these topics. Phil's, I don't know.
What
John.
Was that? God.
It wasn't as bad as I expected, actually.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe we need to hear it again.
It was kind of worse.
Listen, ready? This is the noise.
Ew.
Oh.
Yuck.
That's...
It's not great.
That's like a snarful.
Better than that noise Devin made a couple weeks ago, whatever that thing was.
What do you mean?
That was horrendous.
Do we have that noise offhand?
It wasn't horrendous.
James, we need a compilation.
This is...
I know. I've done many of those.
No, that was foul, whatever Devin did.
This is pretty disgusting.
I
mean, it's not ideal.
It's called deflecting, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. A bunch of Jason Kelce funny stuff this week. I think the best, talking about Aaron Donald, seems like a nice guy. Maybe he's not.
Man, this guy was, like, feared. There weren't many guys on the defensive side that were, like, people were afraid to play him. Aaron Donald was one of those guys.
Wow.
That's something.
Yeah. He seems like such a nice guy, too, as a person.
Yeah, let me tell you, he ain't nice on the phone. Not one bit of it's nice on the phone. And he's mad at me. He's like yelling, like, why are you, stop sliding, stop helping this guy. I'm like, Aaron, you're the best player in the world.
That's pretty good, man.
Really good stuff from
like
Kelce. All right, speaking of really good stuff from a former football player, how about really good stuff from a former football coach? This did not happen on our show, but we played it, and the Gru Dog, probably the single best response to the Tush Push criticism we've heard. Here's a little taste of Gru Dog.
Hell, why don't they just outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Lane Johnson, out. Mailata, out. You ever seen Mailata? I have a picture next to the guy. He's like a freaking oak tree. Get rid of Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson. Mekhi Becton, I know you're in Charger land, but good God. Now they got Steen in there at right guard. Why don't we outlaw the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Get your pads down. Get shoe to shoe and earn that yard. Or take that yard away. Do something, but quit complaining.
So that could win.
I think it should win.
It has to win.
After that.
That could win.
Hey, I played for John Gruden for 4 years.
Yep.
Joe, we ran one play. We ran one play in goal line and short yards. Now, it wasn't my rookie year, because remember, my rookie year, he gave me the ball, and he told me he would never give it to me again. So we found the play, which sent me careening headlong into the playside inside linebacker, Steve Wisniewski, the backside guard, into the backside linebacker, and it was this double ISO, 14 blast. It was the one play we ran for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it always worked. Look, it was like the tush push. He is on board with this concept. If you find something that works, keep gutting it until it goes away.
So here's what I'm thinking. If Kelsey's not available next spring when Lurie's got to go in to do it all over again.
Oh, I love it.
He takes Gruden. In Gruden. Then we
get
have a Gruden.
Get your pants down. Get shoe to shoe.
Yeah, but here's the problem. A Gruden-Goodell showdown in front of the owners?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Thinking no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it rolling. Problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Speaking of Gruden, because we just did a few Gruden impressions ourselves, Richie telling his draft story gets his own Gruden on.
That man, that craziness, gets on the phone. I'm in Blockbuster. He's like, you ready to bring the juice, Richie, or what? Come on down to Oakland. Come across the peninsula. I'm going to come get you. I bet you're out there wearing a rope chain in your backyard, sunning with a towel around your waist. Well, it's even better than that, Richie. Come on up the peninsula. And I had no idea who this was.
Good stuff, man. Love it. Always
just
love
the
it.
Concept of it. All right, let's get
I
it
still
rolling.
Didn't know who I was playing for.
John, I want you to do an entire show in John Gruden's voice.
Yeah, that's great. All right, keep it rolling. It's been alluded to many times on the show so far today. The actual audio of when Joe informed everyone he had to go to the bathroom.
It's in my mind right now. I got that lingering circumstance.
You got to go?
Yeah, I got to go. I was really thinking about mid. I was really thinking about mid segment.
Oh,
I'm still thinking
no.
about mid segment. I'm just being honest.
I'm
in one of those.
You really
zones.
Got a hankering. Like you got an issue right now.
Yeah, I do. I'm asking Seltzer maybe to reconfigure. Maybe reconfigure commercial breaks and.
Oh, so this is on air now. I didn't know. I was on the phone, so we're just out
really?
There with this
we're,
now.
We're out
oh,
there.
Oh yeah.
With
so yeah, John, you got to switch
is,
spots.
Is
it's all
really
taken care
of.
I called Byrne. I literally led the phone call with Byrne. I said, Byrne, I am so sorry to be making this phone call.
Yeah.
Wow.
You should be.
How about just a little more? Joe started talking about a champagne celebration where he almost took his eye out, and then this happened.
We're all going wild on Farnsworth Street, Northeast Philly.
almost did it to yourself.
AI in this, yeah, it didn't, I almost took my eye out.
Oh, man.
It was,
can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, six
I bet
years...
you feel like that champagne bottle right now.
you could be an eye patch guy. I see that.
I'll tell you what I feel like right now. I know what you're saying.
I feel like a shook-up champagne bottle, maybe. Ready to...
You guys are
you
just...
Good
explode,
you know,
I come in here, I lay myself bare.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's...
Well, it's gonna be.
People take their shots. People
so
take
good.
Their shots.
Yep. Really a great line at the end there.
Thank you.
All right, two more, both from today. Tom from Abington brought up the much referenced, was it linguine and clams, crab, whatever you get at the strip club. This is what happened.
Hey, Joe, don't feel too bad. I'm pretty sure you're not the only dude in history who left the strip club with crab.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I think the joke was kind of already out there, you know.
You highlighted
without
it.
Without it having to be so explicitly stated.
Well, Joe is all about being subtle.
And by the way, there was linguine with those crabs. All right,
was that her name?
Wow. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good line.
Coming to the stage, linguine.
That was good, James.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I like it.
That was very
it
funny.
Would be a good name, by the way.
Yeah, well, it works. It's a whole vibe. All right, last one. I'm sorry to do it to you because I know you were a real bum today, Joe.
Oh,
but
man.
You lost. Name one of the other two.
I'll say Moyer. What do we got? What do we got? God darn it.
Yes!
What a disaster.
Suck
oh, we're about to throw the clock?
I was really close to throwing the clock.
Yeah!
Whoa!
What did he get?
How about that? Joe took the batteries out of the clock and everything.
I was so mad.
I could tell. Well, because this time you lost. Like, normally you can find a loophole or whatever. You just lost today. And
I haven't been
mad.
That mad in a couple years.
I could tell.
I really have.
I mean, you literally, your first instinct was to grab the clock and, like,
I was about to smash it.
I thought you were going
to. I was about to smash it. Oh.
Like that time you smashed the pen in the studio. Yeah.
Like Hulk just
so
like
James,
Hulk
smash. You missed a big one, by the way, drop of the week.
What did I miss?
You missed a big one.
Uh-oh.
You missed me swimming doggy style.
Oh, I did. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. Instead of doggy paddle, I sort of.
I totally missed that. That you're right. Hey, every once in a while, one slips by.
That's certainly a way to put it.
All right.
So Gruden's the clear winner, right? Like,
That's a pretty big miss.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a big miss. It's a big miss. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to go too far in the.
Maybe.
Yeah. So Gruden, clear winner, I think, right?
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I love that.
Congratulations to Gruden. Grudog with the drop of the week win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.